We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell live at Hooters Mall of Georgia, hanging out. We will recap what we saw at practice. Also, our interview with Kyle Pitts, for those who missed it, coming up at 5 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Very good stuff from Kyle. And before we get to Drake London with Andy and Randy, Mike, update on the trade deadline. I know people have been saying, Dukes and Bell, what's going on? Braves done anything? No.
No. And I'm wondering now, Mark Bowman from MLB Network, just his 2 cents worth, saying, wondering if there's just a finite market for, unfortunately, Marcell Ozuna. The hip injury might be scaring some people off. He has shown you some home run pop, 2 home runs in the Kansas City series, so that might be something that people can hang their hat on.
Okay.
But the only team I've heard him linked to is the Padres. Padres have got a big hole at DH, and the thing is, we probably wouldn't get anything from Marcell, but it still makes more sense to move him because he's going to probably be gone next year. Hard to see the Braves, you know, because in free agency, but maybe that more, or you hold on to him because maybe all of a sudden the free agency ask isn't so reach. And maybe you can bring him back for 18.
Correct. That's the other side of this.
If you're not getting any calls or any traction on him now, I mean, I know it's a different market once, you know, you're into this hot stove league, but just something to think about. I'd love to keep him.
No, I would too, Mike. And again, we're not worried about, you know, him running out there in the outfield. More on the Braves coming up. Grant's going to join us to kind of recap. Other teams that are in the hunt are making moves, especially in the National League. Yankees got a closer today. We'll go through all of that with Grant. But as of right now, trade deadline's at 6. We will keep you updated. What about Drake London? How big of a season is he going to have? He sat down with Andy and Randy today, and they got a chance to talk to our star wide receiver. They were talking to him about progress and what his progress has been year after year.
I think that's my goal every year coming into a new season, is just to grow in whatever aspect I can for the team and for myself as well. So I strive to be everything, whether that be team goals and self goals, you know what I'm saying? So that's the biggest thing for me, is just growth. If I can grow in a year and do a little bit better than I did last year, then I know I'm doing my part.
Was there anything specifically this offseason that you said, all right, I feel really good about this, I feel really good about this, this is a part of my game that I really want to focus in on and improve?
I think route running, just honing in on that and really owning the routes that we have in this offense right now. I think that was the biggest thing, and then just getting together with the guys and having fun and building that chemistry.
What was the biggest adjustment for you? Because we were talking about last year, we'll get on this year, but they played you a lot more inside. You know, you run those hook routes and everything like that. Was that something that you worked on, or was it like the playbook's there? Hey, Drake, we need you to learn this position going down the stretch.
Yeah. No, I didn't really see that as an adjustment at all. I mean, that's how I made it on the field at USC.
Okay.
So, my coach told me, he said, hey, do you want to move inside? And I said, I better not have my hand in the dirt.
Right.
You know? And so that's kind of how it went. Right. And that's how I touched the field as a true freshman. And I'm comfortable being in there. You could put me anywhere, and I'll try to go do the best that I possibly can.
Drake London joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. In the final 3 games of the year last year, Michael Penix was a starter, obviously. You had 39 targets. It's a lot. I'm sure you don't mind that. That's a lot of targets. Mm-hmm. Is there any way that a pace that can project out for a whole season?
We're just going to have to see. I'm not going to speak too much on that. That's just how the games went in the last 3 games, you know. And we plan on doing that and keep on doing that with everybody, KP, Mooney, Ray, everybody, you know. Everybody's going to get fed. So that's what I'm really excited for about this season is everybody's going to touch bread.
How has it been so far with him being the QB1 and knowing that Michael, coming into the season, Michael's going to be the starting quarterback? And I'm talking about it happened as soon as basically when the season was over, you knowing him. So how has it been this offseason growing with him, especially because of how young of a player he is?
Yeah, it's really, really fun. I mean, you see the potential. And then, too, I say we have, like, in the fire reps together, you know, yeah. And with the team. And it just shows the potential of what we could possibly be with those reps before season starts, you know. So we're all excited, and he's a hell of a player and a hell of a person, so we're excited to have him.
How much does that help? Because, I mean, obviously last year you come into the year, you and Cousins had not played NFL games together before, but it went well. The year before that with Desmond, you did have that at the end of the year, right? A couple starts at the end of the year you played, and then last year with Penix for three. How much does it help kind of knowing him a little bit more, like you said, in the fire, on the field, as this season gets ready to start?
Yeah, I mean, you could bank reps on this practice field all you want, but in the game, when you bank reps like that, I mean, it's kind of hard to say no or to not see the potential of what it could possibly be, you know? I mean, that's just ball players going out there and playing. You know what I'm saying? And if you make a mistake, you're not getting that back. Coach can't say rerun that play. So that's why I say, like, when you're in the fire and you have those bank reps, I think it's very, very good.
The offensive line, the leadership comes from probably Jake. He's the oldest and everything like that. But as far as you guys' skill position, are you talking about Kyle, Bijan? It's a very young group. How do you view yourself as in a leadership role with all those guys? You're still young, but yet you've been in this system, you've been in this team going into your fourth year.
Yeah, football years are dog years.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, there's still people coming in who are older than me and things like that, but I feel older than them in a football world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But honestly, this offense is cool into the sense that every single one of us holds each other accountable, and there's no true, like, oh, I'm the head honcho, I'm the leader of this group. It's I'm going to help every single person. Whether I see you slacking or you're doing a good job, I'm going to give you that pat on the butt and say, let's keep on going. You know what I'm saying? So everybody holds each other accountable.
Drake London joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy live in Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp. Practice done for the day. Obviously still a lot more work to be done with the guys, but the field portion of it over with. When Michael Penix was asked about the offense and the potential about a week ago, he said, we want number one in everything. We think we can be the number one offense in the NFL. When you hear your quarterback or hear that your quarterback said stuff like that, how does that make you feel?
Amazing. He's striving for greatness, and so are we. So why can't we think big, and why can't we strive for great things?
How do you view, because, you know, how do you view yourself amongst your peers in the league?
You're talking about wide receivers?
Yes.
I view myself as one of the tops to be out there.
Agree.
It's going to take a little while for other people to see.
Agree.
I may be unorthodox to some people. I may not look the part always, you know, but I get the job done, and I do a lot more than other people see that's on the stat sheet. I'd be blocking my ass off. Excuse my language.
That one's okay.
That's okay.
That one's okay.
I use that one.
Yeah, yeah, that one's okay.
Yeah.
As long as you don't go the F route like Bergeron did on Tuesday.
No, but real deal, I'd be blocking my tail off, and I'd be doing the grimy work that a lot of people don't see on the stat sheet.
Right.
And to me, that's more valuable than just catching passes or doing any of that.
You said unorthodox. What do you think is unorthodox about the way that you play wide receiver?
I think maybe people don't understand my abilities and what I can do. It may not look like I'm getting separation, or it may not look like I'm doing much, but I'm still getting open.
Right.
And that's the main point of the game.
Well, that's the people that read those damn scout reports and all those different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, no, it's
and
cool. All, it's just adds
because
to the
I tell them all the time, when I first, I was like, he's a big kid when I first saw you. And then I saw you run your routes. So I was like, okay, he doesn't run routes like a bigger receiver. You can get in and out of your break. That's why I was asking you about working in the slot, running those different option routes and everything. When you are in your off season, just like you did, not over here, when you're in the off season, what are you working on as far as just physically trying to get yourself ready outside of just catching footballs?
Yeah, like I said, like route running. I work with TJ Huzmazada.
Okay.
Cool.
It's a big part of my off season training. So I get with him, and we work on a lot of stuff. I'm a bigger person, so moving in shorter spaces, you know what I'm saying? Being able to maneuver in there. And then, two, back to the unorthodox thing, is I'm a basketball player in football pads. A lot of these guys are strictly football players.
Right.
So that's how I view myself, and that's how I play.
Young defense. We've talked a lot about some of the new additions from the draft. Even guys that were drafted last year are going to be a big part of the defense this year. It's been chippy out there, we've heard, which obviously it's football. But what are your early impressions of some of the young guys that are new to the team?
Yeah, great additions. Watts, Bowman, who else is that? Jalen, JP, all them boys, you know, they're really doing their thing. Even Kobe, seeing glimpses of him finally out there. And then, two, they just have vets out there who really, really want to see them succeed and win, like Jesse, AJ, Mike, all those guys, and freaking Caden, everybody, you know. So they have a good bunch over there, and I think that defense is going to grow into something scary.
Last one for me is, how did you see your offensive coordinator, who was a first-time play caller last year, how have you seen him grow amongst last year and also coming into this offseason?
I've seen him grow a lot. He's just figuring out ways to make his ball players make plays. And I think that's something that's special about him. And he's always open. His ears are always open. He's ready to listen and to listen to guys on the field who are actually playing, you know, not just up there in the box watching it like Madden. So I think he's made a big jump, and he's ready to go. And he has that fire just like us. He's ready to prove the world wrong.
Drake London here with us on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final one for me as well. Thanks for the time today. Like you said, football years are dog years, right? Mm-hmm. So year four, you've been through this a handful of times. How is the summer different for you? How is this process? I don't know if it's easier, but how is it different this year than it has been in the past?
It's funny. I was just talking to my coach about that, and it's not – my feet aren't wet now. I'm fully submerged, so I'm in the water now, and I'm fine treading water. So that's how I feel in a nutshell.
He's cool treading water. You know, again, the contract thing, we talked about that in the media scrum the other day with Drake London, and he's not concerned with it. I'm curious if they're going to get a contract done, Carl, before camp breaks, but we'll continue to monitor that situation. Live from Hooters Mall of Georgia, got to give a shout-out, Carl, to Wendy, and I forgot her husband's name, but he's a guy. And then there's Jocelyn. See Jocelyn, say hi to Carl.
Hello.
So they needed a goalie for their lacrosse team at Mount Pisgah.
Okay.
And she's like, I'll do it. And she's like, so she's tough as nails.
That's what's up.
So she's in between the pipes, and now she's blushing. Aww. But great, great young lady. We're meeting some great folks. This guy just rolled over here on his bike. See that bike over there?
Yeah, it's nice.
Look at that bad boy.
I know, man.
He's like, he goes, yeah, he goes, women never compliment me on the bike. It's always dudes. I said, it's kind of like being in talk radio.
It's true.
You never have to worry about groupies. It's generally all sausage.
We do have this in common. Is that yours? That's the one outside?
Yeah.
Nice, man. Awesome. Hey, thank you guys for coming out. Congratulations. And
out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are going to be meeting more people here over the next couple of weeks. I just told one of our loyal listeners we're here Monday next week, Tuesday, and then the following week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So lots of time to come out, man, if you can't come by today. Hey, man, coming up, Yeah Man No Man's on the way. And I got a Yeah Man No Man for Day-Day because I just found out something about Day-Day. So I got a question for him coming up.
That his wife wears the pants of the family?
Maybe. Okay. Dog report also and more from training camp guys here on Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.